Ladies and gentlemen, one and all, I'd like to welcome you to another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast by Proto Firefox. Last night was the WWE Royal Rumble, and it was certainly eventful. Guess by the music, you can guess who came in first. The number one position in it was The Undertaker, shortly followed by Shawn Michaels. Then the Great Khali came in, and afterwards it was Batista, then nothing really happened until number 12, where it was CM Punk, then Cody Rhodes and Umaga. Shinitsu came in at 15th. Number 18 was Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who was eliminated by Kane after just under 3 minutes. Rowdy Roddy Piper came in at 19th and was eliminated by Kane as well. Kane came in at number 20th. He has always a good record. He eliminated Jimmy Snuka, Roddy Piper, and John Morrison. He was eliminated after 18 minutes by Batista and Triple H. After this, it didn't really get good until number 24 and 25, where Big Daddy V, the Mastodon, entered, and so did Mark Henry. Mark Henry was eliminated by John Cena. Big Daddy V was eliminated by Triple H. After this, we went into Finlay, he was number 27, Elijah Burke number 28, Triple H came in at number 25, he shortly knocked out Cody Rhodes, Elijah Burke, Big Daddy V, Mick Foley, Kane and Batista, but eventually he was eliminated by John Cena, who came in at 30th. He spent 8 minutes 28 in the ring and therefore won it. He has an excellent record and you really can't argue with this. People like The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, who were always favourites. Undertaker was eliminated by Shawn Michaels, and Shawn Michaels was eliminated by Mr. Kennedy. Both people spending just over half an hour in the ring. I think the famous bit, what will always be remembered of this Royal Rumble, is that the return of hustle, loyalty and respect. New York City's Madison Square Garden, the crowd just frankly erupted when Triple H came in and then shortly followed by John Cena. That was an amazing Royal Rumble, I think we all enjoyed it, but home is where the heart is, and for me that is completely Raw. SmackDown and ECW always ruined the Royal Rumble for me. For Raw, we had a great match. It was the Legend Killer Randy Orton against the Rainbow Head Warrior Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy, of course, looking for his first WWE Championship, I believe. He would have also been holding the Intercontinental Championship, which really would have put him in the history books. But unfortunately, Randy Orton did win this. Orton, as it says, I'm quoting from WWE Magazine, while Orton slipped out of the ring and held his WWE Championship aloft, New York's fateful booed, called him names that we can't repeat here, and gave a salute, the middle-fingered kind. Like it or not, the Legend Killer is continuing to build his one-man dynasty. But could, I repeat, could, a certain Chris Jericho coming about that? Him and JBL, well, this match was completely blood-fueled. JBL put a rope around Chris Jericho's neck a while ago and tried to hang him. Jericho returned the favour today with a rope around JBL's. I really can't see this end until WrestleMania. JBL seems to be back for one last crack at the whip. Although in my favourite books, I would have to say Y2J is going to win. He is going to save us. In alternative Royal Rumble news, I can officially release that Edge won. He won very well. He is an excellent superstar. He deserved a win in my honest opinion. And he just continues to get better and better. Also, the Nature Boy Ric Flair found a way to win to keep his career going on the Sunday Night Royal Rumble. MVP 40 had snatched the victory and thought he might make Flair retire, but it carried on going and eventually a figure four leg lock was in place and Ric Flair won. I didn't see it coming, I don't think many of us did. I really can't see this man retiring, although frankly I think it's about time. It was a great day for the Royal Rumble really, we know for a fact the main event of WrestleMania, which will be in 2008 at the Citrus Bowl Orlando, will consist of John Cena, possibly going to ECW or SmackDown, if he wants to take their titles, or if he wants to stay where the heart is at Raw, he could try and get his title back. Either way, I'm thinking of Randy Orton and the Doctor of Thuganomics are going to have one great battle at WrestleMania. I'm also going to be expecting Y2J and JBL to be there. I think it's going to be a very good event. I'm looking very much forward to it. I can't see how it can possibly end well. But that's where it goes. We all gotta do what we gotta do. I'm starting to think that this week's Raw is going to be very good. We're going to see a few here and there, I think. But I'm starting to like it. As I said last night in my podcast, I'll just say repeat again for those who weren't listening, you crazy people. The WWE superstar Bobby Lashley, who was formerly in the Army, will not, I repeat, not be returning to WWE. He will not return at all. I'd like to say that on other WWE news, Tori Wilson is talking about eating disorders and injuries on travel. She's a good girl, you should listen to her. We're also talking about the other things like Maria, who is the girlfriend of Santino Marella in the WWE fictional world, but in real life she is the girlfriend to CM Punk. She is going to be posing for Playboy, which I think we can all look forward to. I think it will be absolutely excellent. And I think that's about it to wrap it up for this week's episode. In fact, this isn't really this week's episode. This is a very rare PPV, not PPE, PPV podcast that will be happening once every month near enough, I suppose. Whenever there's one, I'll do a quick before and after show. Yeah, on Thursday or Friday morning, I will do a Raw cast, which will also have a week's roundup. And on Sunday, it'll just be a general roundup of this week's news and ATS mix. I wish you all good luck and take care in your travels.